WQ48DE broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
From Alexander Field to the Central Business District, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Rocket Mortgage.
I'm Christopher Cruz in Washington. We have breaking news at this hour. Police in Chesapeake, Virginia, due south of Norfolk, are on the scene of a deadly shooting at a Walmart supercenter. Authorities say there are multiple fatalities and injuries. The suspect is believed to be down. Some doctors are worried about the possibility of a triple-demic this Thanksgiving holiday, the flu, RSV, and COVID. Dr. William Schaffner is a professor of infectious diseases at Vanderbilt University Medical Center.
If you're older, if you are frail, if you have underlying illnesses, if you are immune compromised, by all means, put that mask back on when you travel, particularly in airlines.
America's best-known infectious disease doctor took questions for the last time at the White House today.
It was his final appearance in the White House briefing room, capping a career in public health that began when he helped Americans learn how to stop the spread of HIV. Dr. Anthony Fauci said he learned from COVID that health officials should be more forthcoming up front, that their guidance on a virus might shift.
We've got to probably do a better job of, when we talk to the public, explain that this is a dynamic situation that could change.
Fauci said it pains him that medical advice has become politicized. Stephen Portnoy, CBS News, the White House.
The man suspected in the weekend killings of four people at a legal marijuana farm in Oklahoma has been arrested in South Florida. Police say they found Wu Chen after a license plate reader flagged the vehicle he was driving. Police in Oklahoma say the three men and one woman shot and killed were all Chinese citizens. They're characterizing the killings as executions. They say the suspect knew them. The suspect in the deadly shooting at a nightclub in Colorado over the weekend has been released from the hospital and is now in the county jail.
We are also now hearing from some of those injured. I spoke to Jericho Lovell. He was shot in the leg Saturday night. He's been a club regular for 10 years. He says ahead of Thanksgiving, he's grateful to be going back to his family. But it also makes him realize how much evil there is in this world. This is Janet Shamlian in Colorado Springs.
Iran has begun enriching uranium to 60% at a second nuclear facility. With White House reaction, CBS's Cammy McCormick.
National Security spokesman John Kirby said all options are being made available to President Biden. An atomic bomb requires uranium enriched to 90%.
A jury in Iowa has awarded a man who had bacterial meningitis but was diagnosed with the flu $27 million. The verdict was returned against a medical clinic in central Iowa. This is CBS News.
Presented by Rocket Mortgage. Whether you're looking to purchase a new home or refinance yours, Rocket Mortgage can help you get there. For home loan solutions that fit your life, Rocket can.
Spoiled supermarket meat, sawdust like fillers, artificial preservatives?
Ho, ho, hold on there. I'm veterinarian Dr. Marty Goldstein. You don't want your dog eating any of that. These potentially harmful ingredients are found in many of today's popular dog foods, but not in Nature's Blend. A freeze-dried raw dog food with real cuts of meat, omega-3 rich seeds, and superfood veggies and fruit.
Nature's Blend is designed to help support your dog's playfulness, healthy skin, soft coat, easy digestion, and youthful mobility.
Your dog will go bonkers over Nature's Blend's savory flavor and texture.
For a limited time, save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and receive a free festive holiday dog sweater with select orders. Go to drmartyspets.com/Marty or text Marty to 511-511.
I guarantee it with a 100% 90-day return of your purchase price.
Offer available with select orders while supplies last. Text fees may apply. You may receive up to one additional text. Text stop to opt out.
Ladies and gentlemen, children at heart and of all ages.
Start your day laughing with Mornings on WFHR.
7 to 10, Monday through Friday, join your host James and the best co-hosts in radio.
Keep up to date on local news, sports, and weather.
Along with Misty's Menu, Birthday and Anniversary Club, and Friday's Culver's Star of the Day.
Join the conversation weekdays 7 to 10 for Mornings on WFHR. We're serious comedy to start your day.
For Civic Media, I'm Melissa Kay with your local news update. The Portage County Public Safety Emergency Management Committee will meet at 8 a.m. on Wednesday, November 23rd at the Portage County LEC Training Room, 1500 Strongs Avenue in Stevens Point. Belen Health and Gunderson Health System have announced that they plan to begin combined operations on December 1st. Belen and Gunderson announced June 1st they were deep into discussions of a planned merger of equals to strengthen the personal, local medical care and experience for which they are known for in their respective communities. The merger allows the health systems to offer access to more resources and a broader network of services that will improve care for the patients and families they serve. The anticipated closing date on the merger is November 30th, with operations beginning December 1st. The system's headquarters in both Green Bay and La Crosse will remain with balanced leadership. And that's the news update on your locally grown radio station.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Partly cloudy overnight with lows around 17. Southwest winds around 5 miles per hour. Mainly clear skies tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 44. Lows around 26. Tomorrow night, cloudy. Chance for scattered rain showers Thursday with highs in the low 40s. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times Friday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 20.
Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM. News, talk, and sports from Vesper to Plover.
You're a mean one, Mr. Grinch.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. Hello, Richland Center, Oshkosh, Wausau, Amory, our home base here in Waukesha. You can catch us tonight in Madison, streaming on all these streams that are streaming now. And we're here at the last hour already, my friend.
I know, it's...
It just flies.
This one's been, you know what, though? Can I just say this?
Yeah.
It is such a joy to work with you. It always has been. I mean, we established last week's a little bit of our history, and we've known each other for a long time. We were staunch morning show competitors on the FM dial.
For decades.
A long time. But we met one another, and we just... It just glued, you know, it was just so easy. And so when I do this with you, I always know that it's just going to fly by because it's like, it's, you know what it is? It's like you and I sitting down having a glass of wine.
With
I mean,
less,
it really is. It's,
with, you, without the profanity.
Well, that's true. I hate to, you know what? I hate to say it, but I swear like a merchant marine. It's terrible.
I blame radio. That's where I learned how to swear. It is.
I hate to even admit this. I taught my kids how to. I you know.
Is that what you passed down to your children?
There was a time when Liz popped out with something, and Lou, my husband, looked at me and he said, she was two years old. And he looked at me and he goes, she didn't learn that from me. And I'm like, oh God.
Might have been me.
Oops.
Well, right back at you. It is always such a joy to work with you. And we have just had terrific guests already.
Absolutely.
With Patty Habeck from Feeding America, Eastern Wisconsin, and then Pam Yonke from the Midwest Farm Report. I love that woman so much.
She is just a fireball.
Isn't she a pistol?
Yeah.
And we've never actually met in person. I interviewed her and talked to her over the phone many years, and then finally with Zoom, we finally been able to meet face-to-face in that way. But I really would love to meet her one day and just hang with her because she's so knowledgeable and
yeah.
A straight shooter and funny and just a wonderful advocate for our farmers.
I just love people who have passion. They drive me. People who have passion like she does, they're an inspiration. They really are. It's just like, hey, this is great. You should love what you do and it should love you too. And
yeah.
it just seems like she's getting that kind of relationship from her farmers. And she's, I just thought she was a kick.
Yeah, she is a kick. Speaking of a kick, or this would be more of a flick, I guess, coming up at 1:30, Truly Remarkable Loon, man who's been juggling for 47 years based out of Madison, is going to join us to talk about him hanging up his spinning plates and all he juggles beanbag chairs. And
I know.
It's just incredible, incredible stuff. So he is going to be joining us for the last half hour of the show. Because we are so controversial, Carol, we're just going to blow it all up on the day before we leave.
Every now and then, you just got to take
a
break.
Yeah, you gotta be bold. So, Christmas music.
Yeah, don't. Oof.
Yes or no? Is it too soon? When is it too soon?
You know, I think it's... there's a lot of places that are embracing Christmas music already. And I know that my opinion is a little bit on the controversial side because it's too soon for me. It's just too soon for me. And I just can't. There are only so many incarnations of different Christmas songs that you can make it interesting for me. but I know, but I also feel that same way about, I don't need Christmas in July, Hallmark. I don't. I just think that sometimes we're just so inundated with it that, and I, this is, people are going to hate me, but that's just my opinion. I don't want to listen to Christmas music quite yet. I want to get through. And this comes from, hey, listen, I'm raising my hand. I have a Christmas tree up already.
We talked about that last week.
Yeah, the little two-footer that, you know, I just put up and I light it every morning and I get great joy out of it. But I don't have anything else up. I just have to get through Turkey Day first.
I'm with you. And, you know, I worked for a radio station that was always one of the first in the market to start playing Christmas music.
Yes, I know.
And so, if Burl Ives were alive, I would probably harm him because Holly Jolly Christmas just about sent me over a cliff.
Oh, golly.
After the 9,000th time that I heard it.
Yeah. So you've got your classics, and that's fine. And on Christmas morning, I will say, I will get up and I'll put on Spectrum. Yeah. They have the Christmas music.
Definitely.
I'll put that on, start a fire in the fireplace. We all open our presents and things like that. But then I'm done. I'm like, yeah.
Put it away.
Done.
Put it away
done.
For next
done,
year.
Done, done, done. But I feel the same way about the Christmas letter.
Send out a Christmas letter?
No.
Oh, good.
No, 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 no. I send what the cards that I send out, everybody gets a personalized, I write a personalized note. I know that is very old school, and I know a lot of people don't have the time for that, but it'll be like my old college roommate. Hi, Gay. How are you and Dave? Blah, 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 blah. And it's only a couple of sentences, but I just, if...
That's a
if
nice you touch.
Me, right. Well, if I know you really well enough... To get the letter, I already know all that stuff. And if I don't, then I'm not really a true blue friend of yours. I should know all that stuff already.
And I might value a little bit more honesty instead of...
Yeah, I don't tell me all the trips you've been on and all the stuff that's
right.
So good. Yeah.
How about young Ricky just lost another job and his girlfriend dumped him because he can't tie his shoes.
Yeah, no, my Christmas card this year may say 2022 was really crappy to me. Love, Carol.
Let's have a little candor in our Christmas letters. Come on.
I know.
Instead of everything is hunky-dory and we traveled the world and we inherited $1 million.
Sure.
Yeah, that would certainly, now that would be worth looking forward to.
Yeah, well, if I could get a Christmas letter from the dude that won $500 million, I'd be real happy, because then I'm going to hit you up for some cash down in Illinois, the person that won that lottery.
That's right, I completely forgot about that.
See, you forgot about that?
And it hasn't been that long, it's only been a couple weeks.
Yeah, see, I'm still stewing on it, because I only got one number.
Are you still ticked?
Yeah, I just, whatever.
You got one?
One number. I bought like $30 worth of tickets, and I got one number.
That's better than a lot of folks. I mean,
I don't get anything for it.
I know, but even so, just the thrill of being able to circle it and go, ooh.
Yeah,
I got one.
So, well, now I have to ask you something. It has to do with the holidays. What are you doing for Thanksgiving?
We are going to my sister's. We're going to my sister Suzanne's.
Are you going to have a traditional Thanksgiving?
We are going, because she is a more traditional than I am. So we are having she's getting a little turkey breast.
Okay.
And a little ham. There's not a whole bunch of us, Carol. It's kind of a small group. You know, there might be five or six of us. And we certainly don't and shouldn't eat like we used to.
Well, it's just one day.
I know, but, you know, and we'll probably do the green bean casserole, which I love. I wish someone would make my mother's stuffing. I was talking about this to Philip Morris yesterday, and I tried to recreate her stuffing, and it just was, there was just something magical she did to it that was fabulous that hasn't been recreated.
Oh, well, just keep plugging away at it. You never know.
And I'm bringing dessert, but nobody likes pumpkin pie.
Oh, okay.
So I'm probably going to make something cherry.
I'm going to make these cranberry bars. This is a first for me because I have some fresh cranberries and Liz
that we got from the Wisconsin Cranberry Growers Association.
Exactly. We just heard in great detail about. Liz is making. That's my daughter. She makes pumpkin pies, but she makes them out of real pie pumpkins. Like she cooks the pie. She doesn't use canned pumpkin.
Oh my!
She cooks the pumpkins and she grinds them up and then. And yeah, so it's got a little fresher flavor. It's a little different.
Is it nicer?
Yeah, the only thing that's off-putting about it is that it's not orange. It's more of a brown kind of color. It doesn't have that orange pumpkin-y look to it.
That's fascinating.
And she also found a recipe, may not be for everybody, but it's a bourbon pumpkin pie. So she's throwing some bourbon in it.
Now
we're talking.
Now that intrigues me.
Now we're talking.
That I find intriguing. Yeah. I am just, is she much of a cook? Your daughter?
Both my kids are.
They are?
Yeah, both of them are. Actually, Santa, my son Alexander, Santa gave him in his stocking one year when he was five, his own knife. I know that sounds awful, but that's what Santa gave him because he wanted to help mom chop all the time. And he kept reaching for the saber that I have. And I'm like, you're going to lose a finger, dude. And I used to pull the kitchen chair, up, and he'd stand at the counter. And so he got this little fish knife with a little blade on it so he could cut his own stuff.
That's great.
But they've always been interested in cooking. But I've always been one that has said, come help mom, Dad, just to get them interested, because I wanted them to know how to do it. Sure. I wanted them to be able to sustain themselves when they were adults.
But it takes a lot of dedication to make a pumpkin pie from scratch. That's why I'm just so impressed with Liz's dedication to pure pumpkin.
She does nothing halfway. Nothing. I'm just going to be honest with you. Nothing.
Trying to think of who that reminds me of.
The apple didn't fall far from the tree.
Not far at all.
No, but so yeah. So I'm going to go to my brother's.
Isn't regular turkey and stuffing and smashed potatoes and all that?
Yeah, yeah.
And what will you bring? Do you bring something?
I'm the appetizer lady. I bring all kinds of appetizers, and I make everybody full and not even want the dinner. So we have appetizers and cocktails for like 2 hours, and then all of a sudden we're supposed to sit down at the table and eat a full meal. And it's, you know, I'm surprised that we have all these leftovers to bring home. It's like we get stuffed. We're pigs. We're pigs.
Well, it, like you said, it's the one day you missed our conversation. Brooke was here with Colin Yelich, Christian Yelich's brother. They actually have a contest, Carol, where everyone weighs themselves before dinner and then they weigh themselves after dinner to see who consumed the most food.
Oh, you're kidding.
And I said, and the women in your family do this willingly?
And he said yes?
Yeah.
Oh, be darned.
Even mom.
Wow.
I know. That's like my worst nightmare.
I just went to the doctor this morning. I turned around. I said, I'm not looking. He goes, you got to get on the scale. This is your physical. And I'm like, write it down. Don't tell me.
You're listening to Jane and Carol. As goes Wisconsin, we have truly remarkable Loon coming up at 1:33. Going to talk next about this gem that is up for sale in downtown Milwaukee. If you're looking for a mansion, this is the place for you. Stay close. You're listening to the Civic Media Network.
With us and it's us. You're a rider, Mr. Grinch.
Your hometown station for news, talk, and sports. Locally grown radio is 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Mr.
Who doesn't love laser tag? iCombat gives you that and so much more. It's a real-life video game experience. iCombat's perfect for birthday parties, special events, corporate team building, or just blasting away at your friends. iCombat at 1023 Spring City Drive off Sunset. For more info, go to iCombatWaukesha.com. iCombat is a proud sponsor of the Black Shirt Football radio broadcast. Gear up, squad up, prepare for iCombat laser tag.
So all you folks out there, if you haven't registered to vote, register to vote. Get ready to vote. There are so many things on the ballot this November, at our freedom, our liberty, and our way of life. But we'll get to all of that this evening.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m. on the Shaw 101 FM and WAUK 540 AM.
My mother was very familiar with her neighborhood, but one day she stopped at the stop sign and she wasn't even really sure where she was at.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Mainly clear overnight with a low of 24. Southwest winds around 5 miles an hour. Mainly sunny tomorrow, highs around 50. Overcast tomorrow night, lows dip down to about 32. Upper 40s Thursday with a chance for scattered rain showers. Mid 40s, mainly clear skies Friday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 32 degrees.
Welcome back to Asgos, Wisconsin. Jane and Carol, Carol and Jane with you until 2 o'clock, just moments away from having the truly remarkable Loon joining us at 1:33. But first, I have been in this building, and it is fantastic. And if you've never been inside the historic Schuster Mansion that is on Wells Street in downtown Milwaukee, it's going up for auction, baby.
Really?
Have you ever been in there?
No.
You must.
No, Brooke just showed me a picture of it, and it's spectacular. It is spectacular, but I guess I didn't realize that it was opened. It's a bed and breakfast, right?
It has been for a long time.
Okay.
But certainly the owners have lived there while operating this bed and breakfast, and it's gone through many iterations over the years. Obviously, like a lot of these, taking on a project like this is no small thing. It was built in 1891.
Okay. I mean, it's a beautiful building on the outside. Now, why is it going up for auction?
I think the owners, they have done it for 15 years, and they've had enough. They sunk a whole bunch of money into this place. They spent $1 million in renovations, including a $200,000 Victorian-themed garden.
Wow.
And hand-stenciled wallpaper. It's a real popular place for weddings and probably, you know, little tea parties. They have tea parties. They teach table etiquette and history lessons. In December of last year, they racked up 700 reservations just for tea.
Wow. But isn't that intro? That's charming.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
And so you and your friends can get, you know, a little fancified and get dressed up a little bit and then go look at this incredible mansion. There's room for, I believe, 18 guests.
Wow.
With all different kinds of guest rooms.
You know what? We need a little bit of that old world charm, I think. You know, I mean, seriously, a little bit of that old world charm. I hope it goes into the hands of somebody who really respects it for its history and things like that. And I do think that buildings like that have a soul.
Oh, without a doubt.
They have a soul. You know, it's like the Pabst Mansion. And if you haven't been to the Pabst Mansion at Christmas time,
you got to go.
You got to go. It's absolutely spectacular. So do you know when this thing goes up for auction?
The auction ends, the online bids end December 17th.
Oh, okay. All right. So it's coming up on it.
It's coming up in just a couple of weeks. But yes, included in the property, 7 guest rooms, enough space for 18 guests, 1,200 square foot private quarters for the innkeepers, which is really pretty nice. And as you said, the people who take on something like this do it because they recognize how unique and special and wonderful and soulful it is. Because that's one of the, you know, the whole boulevard in Wisconsin Avenue, too, was lined with all kinds of mansions that over the years just got torn down because people couldn't keep up with the upkeep.
Right, right. And, you know, the thing is that we are very fortunate here in the Milwaukee area or southeastern Wisconsin area to have some of these just utterly spectacular homes that were built back at the turn of the century for some of the, you know, the brewery magnates and things like that. So I hate to see it get lost. I hope to Lord, good Lord, that it doesn't get torn down. But I hope somebody buys it that really loves it.
I am curious, and I don't know the answer to this, why they are putting it up for auction and not just
for sale,
and not just putting it up for sale. There must be an advantage to that.
Boy, you know what? I have no idea.
Because you still have to have an auction house handle it.
Yeah,
you
exactly.
Know? So it's not like you're going to end up, somebody's going to get a commish.
Right. Oh, I would think so. I would think so. I find I have 18 people. It can hold 18 guests.
Yeah. It's a big place. I did. And there's also, at least there used to be, there was a small theater in the basement because I did a murder mystery there.
Oh, that would
be
fantastic.
I was in a murder mystery there many, many, many years ago.
Before the murder mysteries became...
Before they were murdered.
But you know what? That would be a great place to set up a company like that, having a murder mystery company there where you can take some of these rooms and make them into, because that's big, but that's huge business right now. I have a friend
Do you really?
She does that all, well, she doesn't own one of these, but she does them all the time.
No kidding.
All the time. She loves them. It's just it's when we go back to the seek and hunt thing, and it's the pride of being able to solve in the time that you are allotted, and
who done it?
Yeah, exactly. It's very cool. That would be great for that place.
Well, if you want to take a look at it, we have a link to the article, and you can find the pictures as well. Brooke, our social media czarist, has everything up on our podcast. You can go to asgoeswisconsin.com. You can go to civicmedia.us. If you have not yet downloaded, Carol, the Civic Media app, I don't know what to tell you.
Well, no, we've been talking about it quite a bit, and people should just partake in that.
You know what's so great about it, though, seriously, is you can listen to all of our stations all across the state of Wisconsin in Amory and Oshkosh and Wisconsin Rapids and Wausau and Madison for Devil Radio over there. And it just gives you an opportunity to see what's going on around the Civic Media Network, because we are all around the state now.
Yeah, I was going to say, it gives you an opportunity to find out what people are doing, you know, because we get kind of caught up in our little cocoon and we don't pay attention to some of the things that are happening and elsewhere around the state. And as we just talked about, like with the Wisconsin Dells, you know, it's fun to hear what people up in, you know, Bayfield are doing, or people in the northeastern part of the state, or Eau Claire, you know, what's up with them. And it's interesting. So it's a great app to have. So you should download it.
All right. Civic Media app. Make sure you download it and stay close. When we come back from the break, we'll be joined by truly remarkable loon Jane and Carol with you on As Goes Wisconsin.
The Shaw 101 FM, Franklin's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at WAUK. From Lake Wazeecha and beyond, your news talk and sports is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Light the lamp.
All the way down, he scores! A 200-foot empty net goal for the captain.
And defend the ice.
Driving in, centering pass. Oh, great sliding left pad save.
This is America's college hockey capital.
Fire one towards the net and scores.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger hockey.
Right here on WFHR, locally grown radio, your home for Wisconsin sports.
You wanted information as election results rolled in, and the Civic Media Network of radio stations delivered it live.
I was so impressed with your coverage, and I listened to you guys, and I got all the coverage. It was amazing.
Civic Media, the only network with news reporters and show hosts stationed across Wisconsin, sharing political insight not found anywhere else. Elections or anytime, we are here for you. Your local Civic Media radio stations and streaming on the Civic Media app. Game day, Green Bay and Minnesota. Place, the frozen tundra. Kick off your new year by scoring tickets to this longtime rivalry at Lambeau Field January 1st. It's our New Year's Day Green Bay giveaway from WFHR. Register for your chance to win two tickets at one of our Dropbox sponsors. Jennings in Wisconsin Rapids, Hoosels at the Lakes in Rome, La Taqueria in Wisconsin Rapids, and Piggly Wiggly in Nacoosa. One registration per person per location ends November 28th. One name then drawn at each Dropbox sponsor wins a $50 gift card and a chance to win the tickets. The game day winner will be randomly drawn and announced on November 30th. It's the New Year's Day Green Bay Giveaway from locally grown radio 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
What's your favorite thing about a good movie? What makes the perfect song? And what's it about the first lines of a book that will snatch our attention? If these questions intrigued your artsy interest, you don't want to miss Director's Cut on WFHR every Sunday night from 8 to 9. Your WFHR program director, James, and head of production, Seth, will be diving into the local arts and entertainment, hot topic movies, hidden gems, and more. Audience feedback and requests are encouraged for this fun and open conversation about art in all its forms. It's artists supporting artists, in their own words.
Melissa from Michigan. I work an extra part-time job serving lunch at my child's school, but I still can't afford to put food on our table.
Daniel from California. Choosing whether to pay the rent or pay to fix the car to get to work doesn't leave us with much at all. Now we can't even pay for meals.
Hunger is a story we can end. End it at feedingamerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
No word in the English language is less convincing than probably.
Are you sure we should get matching tattoos on our first date?
Sure. We'll probably stay together.
Probably? It's been 23 minutes since I ate. I can probably swim.
You should wait 30 minutes.
Okay, now tell me what to do. Cannonball! Cramp! Oh, I have a cramp. I can probably hit the green from here.
Probably.
Can I get a mulligan?
Ready to go?
Hey, are you sure you're okay to drive?
Yeah, I'm pretty sober. Yeah, I'm probably okay.
Probably okay isn't okay, especially when it comes to drinking and driving. If you're drinking, call a cab, a car, or a friend. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
For Civic Media, I'm Melissa Kay with your local news update. Normal Park in Merrill has experienced a high level of vandalism since the summer, and officials are planning to add extra surveillance, hoping to catch or deter the vandals. The park has only been open for 3 years and is an inclusive playground with modified equipment as well as traditional playground equipment. This string of vandalism has racked up costs and fees to fix what has been damaged, and Mayor Steve Haas told WAOW News 9 that it takes a lot of manpower to fix the issues as well as money, and now the kids are without the equipment. He expressed what a shame this is and, along with Merrill Police, is asking anyone to report any suspicious activity in the area immediately. The head of Quick Trip says he'll retire at the end of the year. Donald Zitlow has been with the company for more than 50 years, and president and CEO for the last 22. His son, Scott Zitlow, will retire as a professor of surgery at Mayo Clinic in Rochester, Minnesota, to take over next year. And that's the news on your locally grown radio station.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR.
Partly cloudy overnight with lows around 17. Southwest winds around 5 miles per hour. Mainly clear skies tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 44. Lows around 26. Tomorrow night, cloudy. Chance for scattered rain showers Thursday with highs in the low 40s. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times Friday.
For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki.
Currently, it's 20.
So then how did you make this into a living? I mean, when you were growing up, was there something that you focused on that you wanted to be, but then you got, then this life path came in your direction?
I didn't graduate high school. I had a lot of behavior issues. So I never really had any particular life direction. I was just kind of blown in the wind a lot. I took opportunities. Whenever something interesting happened or was available to me, I would take opportunities, take chances. And first I learned how to juggle. And I was a very dedicated juggler. I practiced every day. I rarely went any place at any time without bringing some type of juggling props with me. And then in Madison, the second year I was juggling, I saw a street juggling act, which was the first time I'd ever seen an act. And I thought, well, I have the personality. I've always been kind of a show-off and class clown kind of guy. So I could do that. And then I started pursuing street juggling first. I was a street performer for 7 years. I lived entirely out of my hat for 7 years. I started out in the street performing mecca of the United States, which is Key West, Florida. I don't know if... Have you been there?
I have never been to Key West, but I hear it's beautiful. Jane's shaking her head.
I have been there, and I can see where that would be a good place for busking.
Yeah. There's a place called Mallory Square that's a big dock that faces the west. And every day of the year, there are crowds of tourists that come there to watch the sunset. It's a spectacular view of the sunset. So all kinds of buskers, from magicians to jugglers to rope walkers. There was a lizard act guy. There was a guy that walked on broken glass. And they all performed. And you could do two shows. You had to do one that had to end before sunset, because that's why everybody actually came. They came to watch the sunset. So when they'd be watching your act, and when the sun would turn around, they would... And then once the sun was under the horizon, if you started right up again, you could do a second show before it got too dark there to juggle.
Busking is a way to develop a really thick skin, I would think, as a young performer.
Yeah. And in Key West, on the pier there was often 10 other acts. So if you, weren't doing something very visually and comically or somehow interesting, people would just turn around and 10 feet behind them would be
something else.
Snake charmer or guy that walked on tightrope or who knows what. There were so many different kinds of acts there.
Well, now, but you're not just a juggler. I mean, you expanded into all kinds of things for entertaining everybody. I mean, how did that happen?
Well, I'm not a very good juggler. I've never been a great juggler, but I'm a good entertainer. I'm a good performer. I'm funny. Or that's what people tell me. I like to tell jokes. I tell jokes a lot as if they were true stories. That is often gets people. And I'm a really good entertainer. So juggling is kind of my foot in the door. And then when I start to do my act, the funny things I say, the way I do things, it's a lot more than juggling. So a technical juggling act, like if you go to Las Vegas and you go to Circus Circus, they have a juggling act, but it lasts 7 or 8 minutes. And the person usually doesn't talk, but does, five balls and 10 rings behind the back. It does all kinds of technically astounding stuff. But I've always juggled more simple things but a lot of talking and a lot of funny things. I bill myself as a comedy juggler, so the comedy is first.
Loon, I want to back up again to when you were just learning how to juggle when you said you were around 20. How many... So if you you practice for a couple hours every day, did you have bruises all over? I mean, did you drop things on yourself? Did you hit yourself in the head with things? You must have smacked yourself a couple times.
Well, there was times. Initially, when one learns how to juggle, usually I learned how to juggle with balls. When I teach juggling now, I usually teach with scarves. So those... You can learn the juggling pattern, but since they fall very slowly, you can learn the pattern in a very easy way. Uh-huh. And then you can start to switch to things like balls that, you know, move a lot faster. And for me, the progression was I learned how to juggle balls, and then I learned how to juggle clubs. And then I built a set of terrible juggling torches because I didn't really understand how to build juggling equipment at the time. I had hitchhiked to Guatemala for the winter, and I cut some bamboo sticks and wrapped cotton rags around the end of them, and they seemed too light, so I wrapped some heavy wire around the end, and the balance on them was terrible. The ends of them were hollow bamboo. So when they'd hit your hands, if you didn't catch them just right, the edge of the bamboo would. So, yeah.
Wow.
I also made the mistake that I thought, well, I'm going to juggle these in the dark.
Oh, God.
My very first time. And when you juggle torches in the dark, all you can see is the part you're not supposed to catch.
I'm fascinated. That's hilarious because I never even thought about that. Because I'm not a juggler. I'm fascinated by the name. Can you tell the story of how you got your name?
Well, I'm first generation American. My parents came from Germany just 2 years before I was born, and they gave me a name. My birth name was Stefan, which in English might be translated to Stefan, but everybody called me Steve. And when I was a kid, I had a pretty bad speech impediment, and I couldn't say the letter S very well. So I didn't like being called Steve because I couldn't say my own name. So I switched. I went for a long time by my family name, which was Albert. And then I would get in trouble at school because they would call, you know, Stefan, and I wouldn't answer because I was calling myself Albert. And then they'd say, well, who's that extra kid? Well, I'm Albert. You know. So, and I tried out a bunch of different names. And then I was on a boating trip in the Boundary Waters in the summertime, and it rained for 11 of the 13 days that we were out. And I decided after about the second day that I was going to ignore the rain. It was July. It was relatively warm. So I went swimming in the lake every day, and then I dry off with my sopping wet towel and hang it up in the rain to dry. And there was loons on the lake, and I tried to swim out to the loons every day. And I never got there because they were much better swimmers than I ever was or will be. And my friend that was with me on the trip started calling me Albert of the Loons. So then Albert got dropped and I was simply Loon. And then the next summer I was living in northern Wisconsin with some friends we lived in a teepee and we were building a stone house. And when we got to the roofing part, I was very skinny back then. And everybody fell off the roof because it was very steep. The final drop was only about 8 feet. So it wasn't like, you know, I'd fall off a second story roof. But I was the only person that did not fall off the roof because I was so skinny. And one of the people that I was working with said, "That's truly remarkable, Loon."
Oh, wow. And I thought, there you go. Hey,
that's it. I'm going to go with that. And so.
And a name is born.
Yes.
And you have your social security card and everything is truly remarkable, Loon.
Yes. All my identification, my passport, my driver's license, my library card, They all say truly remarkable wound. And do you know about Pastafarians?
I do.
I am a Pastafarian. So my driver's license picture, I am wearing a colander on my head.
Oh, my God. That's so funny. I can't imagine what the DMV says to you when you come walking in to get your picture taken.
You know, it was a very interesting experience. There was a lot of people standing in line that was wondering, and I have a purple colander, no less. And they were very interested that, you know, other people that were going there to get their license or whatever, what's going on? What's that thing on your head? And then when I got up to the front of the line, there was no questions asked. Here's your paper, sir. No eye contact at all. No questions asked about that. Like, this, you're not messing with this guy. Yeah. Just get him out of here.
And do you just crack up people at passport control, too? Or do they just, it's like, we've seen everything. This is nothing new.
One time when I tried to board an airplane, the person, the TSA person, thought this can't possibly be a name. And then she called her boss over, and the boss said, oh, look, the name matches the name on the boarding ticket. Let him on.
That's so funny.
The other thing, Facebook, I've been kicked off of Facebook at least a half a dozen times because it's a fake name.
Oh, you're kidding.
Yeah, and then you have to send them a picture of your passport or your driver's license, and then 2 weeks later, they reinstate you on Facebook. And then it's happened to me about once a year since I've been on Facebook.
Oh, that's hilarious.
So where did the purple come from, or the periwinkle? Where did that come from? Is that like your favorite? Is that your favorite color, or is that the favorite color of your you know, friends, or what?
Well, one of my other many adventures, I lived in Hawaii for many years, and I met somebody who explained to me that different colors have effects on the people, on people. So he explained, you know, that brown makes you invisible, and blue is blue because the blue collar workers, people are going to expect you to work. And so I tried out that next year. I was sewing my own clothes back then, and I made clothes in all these different colors, and purple was the funniest color. So this was about 1980, and I could walk into some place, and I'd be dressed in head to toe in purple, and people immediately would say, so, you know, and my goal in life is to make people laugh. So all I had to do was walk in the door and they'd be laughing.
So purple is the funniest color.
For me.
Okay.
For me. So, you know, it's an individual thing. And yellow was close. Yellow is a close, but it shows dirt really bad.
Oh, I bet. Well, we are going to continue our conversation. Truly Remarkable Loon is our guest. He has been juggling for 47 years, and he's hanging things up the day after Thanksgiving. We'll have more details about that. And Loon, we hope you'll stay with us. You're listening to Jane and Carol on Escos, Wisconsin, and the Civic Media Network.
Stop surfing the dial. You've found the greatest radio station ever. Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
From the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
What is dedication?
I think a parent's job is to protect our children, but also prepare them for the world so they become good, kind human beings.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov.
Dad, I picked up your pills, made your lunch, and your laundry is done.
When you care for a loved one, you take care of everything. But are you taking care of yourself? Find free care guides at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. And in 09, it was sparks from me your chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Mainly clear overnight with a low of 24. Southwest winds around 5 miles an hour. Mainly sunny tomorrow, highs around 50. Overcast tomorrow night, lowest dip down to about 32. Upper 40s Thursday with a chance for scattered rain showers. Mid 40s, mainly clear skies Friday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 32 degrees.
Bringing some sanity to the airwaves. The Shaw 101 FM, WAUK 540 AM.
Wisconsin with Jane and Carol. We are on the final segment of our show today, joined by truly remarkable Loon, who has been juggling for 47 years. And you've got three final shows, Loon, this Friday. Why don't you tell us about that?
So I'll be performing on Friday, the day after Thanksgiving, which is in my book, Purple Friday. And it's at the Overture Center for the Arts in Madison. It's their Saturday morning series, which is they're holding on a Friday.
How does that work?
I know. It's always been Saturday, but this time it's Friday. And they do three shows in the, it's called Kids in the Rotunda. There's this beautiful round stage downstairs in the bottom of the Overture Center. It holds about 400 people. And there's three shows, and actually there's usually two, but they added a third one because they're expecting a big turnout. I have quite a following. So the shows are at 9:30, 11, and 1 o'clock is coming Friday at the Overture Center for the Arts. The shows are free, so if someone doesn't like the show, I can give them double their money back.
That's an excellent guarantee.
There you go. Well, now, in all honesty, Loon, this has got to be kind of a bittersweet thing for you. You've done this for so long, and you're hanging up your hat, if you will. What's the future hold for you? What are you going to be doing?
Well, I did a lot of juggling shows in my life. I didn't do a lot of things because, well, am I going to go on this canoeing trip? Or am I going to go juggling? Well, I'm going to go do a juggling show. So I'm going to do this winter, I'm going to go skiing again, which I actually have done most winters, but I'm really looking forward to an extended ski trip in Colorado and maybe a second time out in Idaho. I'm going to plant trees. That's one of the things that I really started doing in the last years. I run the Little Free Tree Library and propagate and give away trees and plant quite a few of them as well.
Do you plant them just all over Madison or?
Some of my trees get exported further. Usually people come and pick them up. We do have the jumping worm, one of the gazillion invasive species. So I try not to send them too far. Though if you look at a map of the United States, the jumping worms are from like New Jersey into Colorado. So really, you know, some people say, oh, no, I don't want them, but you're going to get them. They're like the emerald ash borer or what's the new one, the spotted lantern fly that's coming in. You know, so, but I plant trees primarily on private property. I discourage people from planting on public property because, as a rule, the municipalities don't like it. They think, oh, this is our terrace. We'll decide where the trees are going to be planted. And in Madison, and I'm sure in Waukesha too, you've had the emerald ash borer that.
Oh, yeah.
12% of all trees in Madison are ash trees, and the city started by cutting down about 50% of city ash trees, and And pretty much all the ash trees in Wisconsin are doomed. You know.
Now, going back to the juggling thing, what was the hardest thing for you to learn for your act?
Well, I used to juggle five balls, which in my guesstimate, less than 1% of everybody that learns how to juggle can do five balls. But there's a lot of jugglers that do 7, 9. There's a few jugglers that do 11. But five balls was extremely difficult for me. And then in 2007, I tore one of my rotator cuffs. And I never got back to that juggling level. And so that was, you know, technically the most difficult thing.
Okay. Truly Remarkable Loon is our guest. You can catch his one of his final three shows this Friday in Madison. And if you go to asgoeswisconsin.com, if you want to check out our podcast, we will have all of the links you should be able to find there. If you want more information about Truly Remarkable Loon, including his little free tree library. Loon, I'm curious, where is the most exotic place that your juggling has taken you?
Oh, gosh. I had a spectacular 2-week tour in New Zealand. I had just such a great time. My juggling opened every door. Every single day, I got invited to go sailing with people the next day, or to go hiking with them on a glacier, or come out to the sheep farm. New Zealand is a really fun place to be.
And it is the cleanest country I have ever seen. I swear they vacuum every night.
Yeah, but I've also, I've traveled all over the United States. I toured in Arkansas a couple of times, which is a very, you know, it's the same country as Wisconsin, but it's a very different place.
Yes, I know. My sister used to live in Little Rock. I've been there. That was a very interesting visit, for sure.
Yeah.
Well, now, okay, so you're off and you're going to right into the retirement sunset. I really very much hope that you enjoy all your time together and with the family and going on ski trips and, you know, take the time. At this point in time in your life, it's time to just sit back and enjoy, you know?
Yeah, I have two grandsons now. My two daughters are grown. I have two son-in-laws. I took my younger grandson to Germany to meet most of my family over there 2 years ago.
Oh, how exciting.
Yeah, he was 2 years old. We had such a blast together. And I want to take my older grandson. He's 12 now. I want to take him to Germany. And he's going skiing with me now, too, all the time.
Oh, fun.
But are your daughters like, Dad, don't teach him how to juggle. Please, God, don't teach him how to juggle.
No, my oldest daughter's actually, both of my daughters are fairly accomplished jugglers. But they have other interests in life, you know, and I'm interested in them in jugglers. But my oldest daughter won the Flamingo Award at the 1999 World Juggling Festival.
Oh, my gosh. Wow.
Which was an award for the most up-and-coming female juggler at the festival.
That's fantastic. Well, it has been just a delight talking to you. Congratulations on your long, long, successful career. And I'm sure whatever you do, you will go forward and do it with a lot of joy and a lot of purple.
Yeah, my arms are really looking forward to a rest.
Truly Remarkable Loon. Thank you again.
Thank
Happy
you
holidays.
So much. Happy holidays.
Same to you. Thanks for having me.
You bet. You have been listening to Jane and Carol. Civic Media Network, As Goes Wisconsin. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody. We will be back with you on Monday.
Yeah, Kristen will be back on Monday, and it'll be interesting to hear of her travels and how her honeymoon went. So that's great.
Honeymooner's going to be back. Thank you, Carol Kane, my friend.
Thank you.
Take care, everyone. Keep it right here. Dueling Tangents is next.
If you're worried your friend may be struggling, remember, you don't have to be there to be there. You can say how are you or get a fake tattoo. You can ask with an app if it works for you. You could write him a text or knit him a sweater. If you can't be together, you could write him a letter.
Whatever gets you talking.
Chat on the game, kick off your flip-flops. You can ask on your couch while you binge watch. However you do it, you gotta ask a friend. And if they don't share, you can ask again.
Whatever gets you talking. Whatever gets you talking.
Reach out to a friend about their mental health. Learn how you can help at seizetheawkward.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council, American Foundation for Suicide.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248 DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
From the home of the Cranberry Blossom.